Good morning, this is Dina with Family First Care.
It is Maxine. My phone goes to silence. Nobody can get in touch with me.
I'm sorry. We have to call you. Wait. If we call you, will you be able to hear our phones? Your phone ringing?
No.
Okay. So let me give you my number, okay? I'm going to be helping you out to find a caregiver.
Did you talk to Mike?
Yes, we spoke. I know you spoke with a member from our agency yesterday to explain what you're looking for. We also spoke with your service coordinator. Hold on, let me see what he said. Okay, so he told us to keep. He told us that we should let him know when we find a caregiver, and then he's going to send over an authorization for the amount of hours that the caregiver is available to work. How many hours are you looking for?
I have 119. You can split it down to two people.
Mhm. Okay. And none of them are being covered right now?
I have nobody covered. I have nobody.
Oh, no. Okay. 119 hours. Okay. Can you receive text messages?
Maybe. That's questionable. A guy
okay.
asked my phone, he's reading everything. There's a mentally ill guy who's been harassing me, robbing me.
Oh, no.
My phone. Yeah,
oh, really?
I actually saved you, but he's a sex offender and a pedophile. He called me up, he was sexually molesting a baby, and you can hear him in the background, baby crying, and then he's ejaculating.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so staffing is on it. We're going to look for an aide as soon as we can. We'll set you up with someone. I just need a way to reach you when we find someone. So I'll call you, I'll text
you. Send the person. You don't have to reach them.
Oh, okay.
Send them.
We'll do.
All right, now the
send
other
them over.
Problem is the thing. If they get here, somebody has to lock my door on me. I'm not sure. I have somebody from church coming after 10 to unlock it again. I don't know who's doing it. I got to give everybody a key. I can't get out of bed. So
okay.
If she comes with a door locked, you have to go to the office and ask them to unlock the door.
Okay.
Okay?
You should go
but
to the office.
But she may get here. How soon can you get somebody?
It's hard to say. Let me check your area. Hopefully by tomorrow, the day after.
No. I need somebody now.
Maxine, we're going to try our best. We're going to send out a message right now, and maybe even today we can still get someone, but we can only do the best we can from our agency.
I have two twin beds. They can sleep here on their own dime. That's
okay.
Fine with me.
Okay.
So wherever
right.
they are, if they want to stay here, they can.
Mhm. Okay, that's good to know. I'll add that to the notes. I'll call your service coordinator again to send the authorization over right now so that we have it and that we can start sending people, okay?
Thank you. And I'll call you back again.
Okay.
I have a number. Is this your number?
I'm not sure which number is on the caller ID because you got transferred. So let me give you my number.
I don't know if it'll go on my phone. I don't have a pen.
Okay.
If
not, you can call the same number you called. You'll still reach our agency.
Listen, when we need a pen, we can't find one.
Yeah, always happens.
Yeah, you can get authorization. I need somebody today. I don't want to die. I'm diabetic. Who is going to make me sick?
Why don't you call the hospital, Maxine?
I went to a 7-star program. Put me in a nursing home. No, thank you.
Oh, no.
No. I went to four-bed nursing homes and I signed up AMA. No, thank you. What's the phone number?
Did you decline you? My number is 267-551.
Oh, shit, this is not taking. Two. Oh, my God. Shit. I have paper. Two, six, seven, five, five, one.
7429.
Okay. Oh, I can't see it. Oh, my God, I can't see this. I don't have paper. Oh, God, this is right on the tissue. No, I can't write on tissue. Let me see. When you need stuff, you can't get it.
Yeah. Well, happens. Happens to me, too.
Yeah. I keep buying pens and this guy keeps getting in my apartment and stealing my belongings. He stole all my clothing again.
There's a guy who's going into your apartment and stealing things?
Yeah, he's mentally ill. He's a sex offender that if I was only dating. He's been stalking me since 19. There's no police here. They shoot me and they do nothing.
Really?
No, they do nothing.
Oh, gosh.
People get killed before they do something. I have no way. Let me show you. I try writing one here. Two, six, seven,
five, five, one.
It's not coming out right. Five, one. Okay, and then what?
The last four digits are 7429.
Yeah. 267-551-7429.
Yes.
All right. So call him up and tell him you have people, right?
Mm-hmm. We're going to call up our people that we have in the area to see who's available, okay?
They can be anywhere. They can be Macungie. They can be Quakertown.
Whoever
they don't have
to come.
Be my.
Okay.
Right. Yes. Okay. Okay. You want to call you back in an hour? I have an hour.
You can call me back whenever you want, but I'm going to try to find someone. I can't guarantee that we'll find someone in an hour, and even if we do so, we don't have an authorization to send anyone over right now.
Can we get the authorization first?
Yeah, so somebody spoke with Michael, the service coordinator, yesterday. He said he's sending it over, but it takes some time for it to get to us.
We'll call him again.
Yeah, I'll call him again to see if he can expedite it.
Yeah, rapid response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Please. Yes. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.